Kuf Hei Sif Aleph. Over here, the discussion is Kavash, Kvisha. Mechaba starts off with a blia, a cold blia where there's no chun, there's no heat. And then as we go through the simen, he moves over to where there's a transfer of blias through heat, through klirishin, klisheni, through a bishel, through a tzli. And then later on he discusses blias through melicha and melicha. With the sides of kofe, then we'll be able to go back to basav achalav and understand over there when there are different scenarios of basav achalav coming in contact with each other, whether there's blias or not. But over here it's Hilchos Taroivis, which Be'etzim is dealing with Issa V'Heter. Now, there's a basic chiluk between Basav HaChalav and Issa V'Heter, that by Basav HaChalav you need a Bishul, like we saw in the Gemara Kuf Ches, Derech Bishul. Also the Torah put in a tonight that has to be through Bishul, which we'll have to define in Hilchos Basav HaChalav. We'll have to define what is bishul? Is bishul dafka what we call boiling, or it's even roasting, or baking, or frying? Is all that included in bishul or not? Is it daim to Shabbos or not? We'll see. But there's a din of bishul, as opposed to by all other yisurim, when I have nevela and treifis and other yisurim with heter, then the idea is not dafka through bishul. Any way of transfer of bleaks. So therefore, when we come to Sif Aleph over here, immediately there's a where over here there's no heat. We're dealing with the Kvisha, which is a cold blia. So then, in Hilchos Basav HaChalav, this is not going to be any more than a drabanan, right? The drabanan that we learned about, that any type of combination of Basav HaChalav is also a drabanan. So okay, through Kvisha there's a transfer of blias, but it's not a bishul. So the basav achalav of kvisha is going to be midrabanan asa, as opposed to a kvisha of nevelis with basa kasher, that's going to be a deraisa, because the basa kasher has tam nevela. A nafkamino, as we'll see in Ramah, will be a nafkamino will be suffik. If I have a suffik kvisha, suffik if it was kavish or not, suffik kvisha, so we'll work with the rules. Safik darabanan l'kula, safik daraisa l'chumra. Now, we'll have to dan up over there. There's two types of sveikas, and may make a difference. There's the one safik where I know a kvisha took place, I just don't know if it was nichvash long enough to be a kvisha or not, but I know a kvisha was happening. There's a second safik, was there a kvisha b'chal? Was there a kvisha at all? And there may be a difference between these two kvishas to whether suffix is the kula or not. But we'll discuss that separately. But the point I'm trying to bring out is that Bisat Kavush is a drabanan by Basav HaChalav, by other Yisroel's deraisa. Now, the Yad Yehuda, which is a very chashuv sefer, it was written pre-war time, by Yiro, who lived in Sadigura, and he's it's a very geshmaka sefer with on Issa V'Heter. I personally enjoy it very much. I think others don't enjoy it so much because he's very mayrach. But he has a lot of good lamda shayisaydus in the halacha. So over here in Simen Kuf Hei, in Ois Aleph, in the Pirsha Aruch, there's a Pirsha Katz and Pirsha Aruch. So he starts off with Da. He's going to tell you the difference, tell you about Kvisha. And he comes to explain you the difference between Kvisha and Bishul. And this is very interesting. Ged over here, which is, you say this thing. Well, there for what? That is true.
Transfers different weights.
How is it transferred differently?
It's heat. It pushes it, kind of.
So he starts a step before that. He's explaining what pushes it. So let's see. So he says the following.
What's the same
poem? Yad Yehuda. Like what they didn't use it? Okay. So, so da. He starts off here. He says, the ini kvush b'tzayni. Says, even though the Gemara says kavush kimavushal, which you're learning the Gemara kipshutay, right? The Gemara in Chulin said design of base. The Gemara said kavush is kimavushal. It would seem that kvish and bishal are the same. Whatever kvish, whatever bishal does, kvisha does. Yet we'll find that there are differences in halacha. So he explains what are the differences. Says even though hagam, the Gemara's lashon is kavish kemavushal. However, kvisha has no shaykhis to the chayim of eish. Like Rav Shalom said that it doesn't have shaykhis. It's not connected with the heat of a fire. Therefore, over there by Bishol, what's happening is the guf hadava, the object, the thing itself, is being heated up. The shem is chamim nami guf hadava ba'atzma, the thing itself is getting heated up, and the heat of the thing is what gives it the koyach to be bilea, to absorb, upaylet, and to spit out. So the bli and the pleat is over there is happening mitzat atzmai. Except what? If there's no water over there, where there's no water or there's no other help to help transfer the thing, right? Ach be'en lo'y mayim o'shar davalach, or where there's no other liquid. So ein ha'pleat v'abliya v'chazak she'im espashe b'yafa. Without the water, it just, even though it itself got heated to the point where it's ready mitzat atzmai to be boilei and pilot, but it can't do it. It needs the water to help spread out the bleas and pleatus to bring it around. Right, it says here, it's v'chein shehei yoytze mimenu kol ma shebliya boi avlaidei abishel b'sech davalach. When you're cooking in a liquid, then it's mispashe b'yefa yafa. It takes out everything that's absorbed into it. That's by a bishul. But by kvisha b'tzaynein, lo yischamim guf adava. By kvisha, the guf adava itself is not being mischamim. There's no heat. It doesn't get heated up. Afim yashar harba. Ve'en l'shem koyach ba'atzme klal o klal. There's no koyach in it itself to make a bli or plita. Zulas masha dava lach shesharaba. It's the liquid that's soaking in, that's nichnas boy. This is an interesting lashon. What's happening is it's sitting in the lach, in the liquid, and the liquid gets absorbed into it. Shadava lach shesharaba nichnas boy. The gamoitzi mimeno halach luche shaboy umis arv zebezeh. Meaning, what's happening is let's take an example. I have a basa trefa and a basa kasha soaking in a thing of water. So the water is seeping into the basa trefa, soaking it in. It's getting soaked in with that liquid, and that liquid eventually goes through the basa trefa and comes out. But doesn't come out by itself. It picks up along the way the lachluchis of the basa nevela. At the same time, the water is also seeping into the basa kasha. Now, what's seeping into the basa kasha? The water that now has in it the basa, the lachluchis, the wetness of the basa nevela. So what's making the transfer over here is the liquid that it's being soaked in, as opposed to bishul over there. Be'etzim the chifetz mitzad atzmai is being b'leo pilot. Just it needs the water to make it a better bli and better plita. Says v'zeh nuroim b'chosh. We see b'chosh the teva shal davalach. The teva of a davalach is lichnas b'tayich davagush hasharabai, to go into the davagush, the solid thing that's soaking in it, and to take out from it the lachluchis, and to mix it one with the other. Now he, okay, then he goes on to explain on different machlokesim that we have in the sugya of kvisha, based on this introduction, which we'll get back to. Now, this idea of kvisha, so we mentioned the makar to it is the Gemara Chulin that we learned to say Zayin on base Pesachim Ayin Vav Amin Aleph. However, if we take a look in the Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph on base of Vidya, it seems to be that there's a machlekes where the kavish is kemen vosho or not. Halacha l'maisa, we pass in kavish kemen vosho. The Chachmas Adam writes in Klal Nun Ches Ois Dalet, says, Hada asa yide kvishu min ha-tayra, that which kvish is asa is min ha-tayra, v'u mechlal ha-shi'urim sheim halacha l'maisha m'sinai. And it's bechlal, when we say shi'urim halacha l'maisha m'sinai, it was also taught us this idea that kvisha is it asks.
The sheer kvisha or the fact of kvisha?
The fact of kvisha. Ha da asa ide kvishu min ha-tayra v'u mechal ha-shiurim she'en ha-alocha l'mashv'sina. L'fichach ach b'sveka az nin l'chomra k'din safi d'araisa. Now, right again, like I was making before, we're talking about Shari Surim over here by Basav Chalav, like the document should point out, will be only Drabban. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is Kavish Kimavushal. What does that mean? It's Mamish Kimavushal? Or no? Maybe all it means is that it's Maflam Umavliya, spits out and takes in, similar to Mavushal. It's Kimavushal. In that aspect, that it's daimetabishal. It's daimetabishal in that aspect that it gives off bliyus and takes in.
Which way would it not be?
Oh, we'll have to figure that out. The Prima Gadim gives a nafkamina, then he gave dam shebishle. There's a din that dam shebishle is only also drabana. If it's mamish like bishal, so then in the case of kvisha with dam, I will have a din bishal and only be also drabana. If it's only daima to bishul and that's mavliya maflib, it's not vashel, then the dam will be still also the raisa. The Chavos Da has a discussion about it also, about different chilukim, which we'll hopefully get back to. But this idea, the chakira that there is in the sugya over here, is. How does kvisha work? So we explained the technical part of kvisha. What's happening? It's the liquid is softening up the chayfet to the point that then it starts to leave with the bleas and mixes everything around. But in time, how does it work? So we saw the discussion if kvisha is meis leis or maybe 3 days. Each one brings a raya from different gemaras, which we'll discuss the rayas of each one. But kvisha takes a time period. Halacha lemaisa meis leis. Right? The mechaber says issa shenisha meta meis leis. Agav kvisha by when we find kvisha by tzir and chaimitz, which takes less than meis leis. That could be. It's only a drabbanan. Even if you hold kvisha betzim the rice, it could be that's a drabbanan. We have to understand why that should be only a drabbanan. But when we get to that, but over here it says meis leis. Okay, so is the shenishra meta meis leis. Now, does that mean that throughout the meis leis, slowly, it's giving off bliyas? There is something going from one to the other. Just it doesn't reach the point of tam, right? In order to assess being seen as tam, that's being seen as tam of the iser and the heter. So there is something happening very, very slightly before the 24 hours ends, but it's a very slight bliya that's going from one to the other. And what happens at the end of the 24 hours is just hit the point that it's thick enough that I could taste it. That's Nisina's time. Or, no. Nothing's happening until the end of 24 hours. This vert that it softens and starts to give off That takes 24 hours for that to happen, but until 24 hours, nothing is happening. It's possible, perhaps, enough kamina will be, if let's say, I was not kavishit for 24 hours straight. And as do I need for kvisha? Do I need ritzifus? Do I need to be 24 hours straight? But let's say in the middle of the 24 hours, I took it out of the water. And then I put it back into this water. I put it into different water. So what would the din be then? Perhaps according to the svara of that I need, that until the end of the 24 hours, nothing happens. You could say that it's like the second side that until 24 hours nothing happens. I need ritzifus. I need to pound against it for 24 hours straight for it to get that softness, to just allow itself to give off, or to let something draw out of it and bring into it. But according to the first side, that it starts slowly. So okay, I stopped in the middle, but now it will continue from where I left off. So that wasn't ritzifus. You may not need ritzifus. That, and the reason why I'm saying that perhaps this is a nafka mina is because we will see that there are achrayim that learn that this is a nafka mina. However, after going through the Chavos Das, we'll have to understand if it's truly a nafka mina or not. Yeah.
Can you go the other way also? I'm saying it's 20 hours, so if you switch the water, so still 20 hours in it, but little by little, so then whatever flavor went out in the beginning.
If I switched the water.
Right.
So I spoke about a case where I took it out and I put it back in. Maybe, and put it in different words. So that's right. Rav Kivega addresses that point also. Correct. Could be. Okay. The Chavos Das over here, when he's... Chavos Das is the Nesivos. So when he so the Chavos Das over here in Aleph, Ois Aleph, brings the Chuvas Chavos Yoyer, where the Chuvas Chavos Yoyer is coming to answer the Kasha of the Taz, right? The Taz was very bothered. Taz quotes, in Sifkat and Aleph, the Taz quotes the Issa V'Heter, that this Kvisha, not only for food, right? The Mechaber talks about Issa V'Heter Shanisha. I'm soaking a piece of Issa with Heter, and now Bli is going from one to the other. The Issa V'Heter comes and says, Af B'Kli, if I soak Issa in liquid in a Kli, that Issa now is then give time to the Kli, and the Kli will become Asa. Right? So he says here, she goes to the Kavosh Meister, is with Kli Issa. Oh, then he's, alright, then he discusses the case of where the Kli has Issa. Right? The Kli has time Issa. I have a Kli that has in it time of Nevela. Now I fill it with water and I'm soaking it in a piece of meat. So the Taz wanted to say, the mutter given the b'shosh and nasa kovish nayin acham ezleis have a nice in tam lefigam. The isavet wanted to say that there'll be kvisha from the Kli. The Kli is absorbed with iser. Kvisha will eventually, at the end of Meisleis, take the time of the Kli and put it into the food. And we'll ask for the food. Says the Taz, but one second, let's speak practical. It's going to take 24 hours for the Kli to ask for the food. And at the end of 24 hours, the time that's in the Kli is pogum, it's stale. Time pogum, right? Time that sat in the wall of a Kli for 24 hours cannot ask for anything. So that time is pogum. So at the end of the 24 hours, you're using time pogum to what? Won't do anything. So he quotes the Chuvas Chavos Yoyer to answer the kasha of the Taz. That what? The Kavish Meisleis, like Baha believe I plead to be safe Meisleis. You the Taz was thinking, this is what the Chavos Yoyer is saying, you the Taz was thinking that the B'liya comes at the end of the 24 hour period, and therefore you have a bomb kasha that by that time it's pogum. No. Rak Behem Shech Meisleis, Boy the Mat, it goes slowly. go slowly. Because of a crazy place, b'chavanasei, dainu kivin shiroyiv ablis ba koydim gemar meis leis aser. So the crazy place, remains in Eibshitz, over here, Sivka den Aleph, and he explains. He says, "I, but the last bli is pogum. That doesn't make a difference. Since roiv the bli is went into the food when it was alive bli is, so even though the final bli is a pogum, that's not a problem." Right? So that's what the Chavetz Chaim wants to answer up. What's mavur over here is the Chavetz Chaim learned that it's only that during the meisleis, there is a mafla to mafliya. There is something going on. The Chavetz Das himself says, "Mikomokim nira the ikir kataz v'ashach v'amogen avram the mutter the koyde meisleis lebala klal that before the meisleis was not bala at all. The iloy teimachi kashidim came." We get to discussion in a moment. So the Chavetz Das himself wants to learn that everything's happening at the end of the Meisleis. Now, the Chavetz Das brings a few ha'oris, rayas, b'mechiach, his way of understanding. One of them is the Eloi Teimachi Kashadim came b'min b'min eler b'yuda da'isab b'mashu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that min b'mine asas b'mashu, even the smallest amount. V'chein b'chol yisurei mashu, and any place we have issa mashu, like by chametz b'pesach, tevel, ye'osaf b'tzoinim b'pachas meis la'eis. Says the Chavetz Das, according to you, the Chavetz Yair, that something's happening throughout the 24-hour period. There's a mashu happening. There's something happening. Good. It itself is not alone to create tam, but a mashu it is. So that mashu in Hilchas Yisurei mashu, contributed by min b'minoy, or by Pesach, or by Tevel, shirasu b'mashu, the mashu shirasu. And we don't find that anywhere. Elvade the aim belea klal koyde meisleis. Not belea at all koyde meisleis. And then he goes on to explain this vet, but the Chavetz Das himself wants to learn like that. Now the emes is that if you take a look in Orech Chaim in Simitov Samach Zayin Sif Yud Beis over there. The Mechaber brings two shittas about a chita sheshara b'mayim pachas meisleis, about a chita which sat in water less than 24 hours. There's a chelik hay. Don't go out of the room if there is here.
No, it's real.
Yeah, that's fine. So over here. So that was a Zion Sif Yud Beis. Says,
The Min B'mino, Kondre B'yuda, the Asas B'mashu, still, it's not, doesn't reach the, whatever the potency, you still need, what's Mashu?
Mashu means the smallest amount. Isn't that what the word Mashu means?
Yes. It's supposed to have some kind of,
what? Not tam. No, mashu is less than tam.
Okay.
So what is it? Say what you're saying. You have to bring Uriah.
Yeah, I know.
I'll bring Uriah soon. Okay. So over here it talks about if you have a chita that was soaking in water and it brings 2 days, if the water becomes us or not. Right? It says, "Yomniv says chita bekua oilechem chomet beklisha mayim." Ve'im by kidei litin tam, the chita or the lechem that was in the kli of mayim did not have enough to give off tam. Shamayim tsaininin. Ubishlu by say mayim tashal. Then I took that water and I was mevashal in it. I loshu iso. I needed a iso with it. Mutter. Yesh mi shaisa imu b'seich ha-pesach. There are those that answer if it's b'seich ha-pesach. So he brings two sheetis, right? Vim Yidua Shenishra Achitim Eis Leis B'mayim. The Mishmur speaks out from the Prichodesh El Yiraba and other Achronim. Vim Yidua Shenishra Achitim Eis Leis B'mayim. Also, even according to the mind of that says over here Mutter, but by Me'es Leis would be Osir. The Kavish Kimavushal. But feeling me is the Sapek Shemanishra Me'es Leis B'mayim. And even if it's a suffix, Gamkin das is a chrem lachmir. But where it was soaked for less than meis leis, which is what the Mechab is talking about, then it's a machlekes over the 2 days, whether it's us or not. And the Meisa Reif Paiskim over here, Reif Paiskim hold that it's mutter. Reif Paiskim hold that it's mutter. So it would seem from here, and this is with the Masham in his Tshuva Chelik Dalet Siman Lamed Aleph. The Masham over there wants to say that the 2 days he quotes this halacha, says the 2 days are totally in the chakir that we mentioned. The chakir that we mentioned, is there a mashu within 24 hours? Is there a mashu or not? Is there a mashu or not? The Chavos Das and Siman Tzadi Aleph has a different beer to the Machlekes over here, which we'll see. But Masham wants to take on, and all the Achrei want to take on, and that's the Machlekes over here, our Chakir. The Bahetiv over here brings from, I'm going to say from McClain Shmuel, that if what's bring from Sefer Mekayim Shmuel that which we quoted from the Shemura, but that which if it was Shaira Me'es La'es, that it's Aser, that which if it was Shaira Me'es La'es was it's Aser according to everyone. It's only me'es le'es from when the chita became chametz, from when the chita became chametz. Because you can't count me'es le'es from when the chita fell in, because not even if something's going up, but there's no chametz going up. So it's me'es le'es from when the chita became chametz, that then it starts to be mafla the mavliya, something which is starts to be pile something. The Yad Yehuda over here, he goes on and he says the way he understands Kvisha. I'll get back to the Kasha of the Chavos Das, just throw out a thought. The way he understands Kavisha, that it's a vart of bimisrachech, softening the thing and allowing it, the liquid to go in and go out and mix around. And that's, he says, according to that way of understanding, then he doesn't understand why it would make a difference if you soaked in the same water or different water for 24 hours or straight or not. The vart is that at some point, at the end of the May Slice, it's already right to be mafled, right?
Well, so, isn't all that it's a process? The water traveling, the water's doing all the work, it's a process, no?
So the process happens after 24 hours of sitting in the water. The water softens it up, it loosens it up, and allows it to start leave and come in. But he wants to bring out, he says, his nekud over there, he's talking about, let's say you have a chita, this happens, there's always the tumult that the water comes from the Kinneret, let's say. So in the Kinneret, there's people drop bread and different things floating around there, right? So is there kvisha on that water or not?
On piece of itself.
On piece of itself. So someone wants to say that since the water is always flowing, it's moving, it doesn't cause a kvisha. That's what he's coming to say, that he doesn't understand why it should make a difference, even if the water is being mischalef, but since it was in the water for 24 hours, it's going to be pilot. Right? I'll give you another example which he talks about here. Let's say I had busa that was sitting in water, soaking in water, and then at the end of 24 hours, like a few minutes before, some milk poured into it. Right? So it wasn't sitting in the milk for 24 hours. Who cares, he says. The vart is that now it's already got soaked up, ready to start to take in and give out. Could be, he says, he still need ritzufim. Could be he still need ritzufim, like you said. But the vart of mayim eschalfim should not make a difference in it. Agamemnon, the Marasham has a long tshuva over there, and Chelik Dalet Siman Lamed Aleph mitigate these cases also. But Rav Kiva Eger over here, or maybe, you know what? Yeah, Rav Kiva Eger, we'll come back to the Chavis Das in a moment. Rav Kiva Eger, let's see here. Kiva Eger in Ois Aleph. Kivega says, "Meis leis b'tzaynein, ba'oisan mayim." Has to be the same water. Avleim shafchan, teich meis leis. If you poured out the water within the 24 hours, the shafach the seichay mayim acherim le'mikri kavash. Minchas Yaakov, chen kasev ashach menkus ekesef. Uvetshuvas mil. If a tshuva's milk stock a kosav, and tshuva's milk stock, it says, "Chumduma nagin lahatir in milka chachaticha toich meis leis zmanmud." If I take the piece out, I feel a mechzel loisin mayim atzman kol shle nishu meis leis bepamachas b'li hefsi. Right? What? Oh, very good. Question. So is Rav Kiva Eger saying over here, even it has to be the same water, and doesn't make sense if you switch the water or you take the thing out and put it back, it's not going to work. Right. So like I said before, there are those that want to be dyke from Kiva Eger, like the Tzad, that it all happens at the end of the Meis Leis, so therefore it has to be there for the Meis Leis. However, L'chayr is not muchach, and as follows.
So you give the country to Kiva Eger, if you took it out for an hour, then another hour, and then you kept it for 26 hours, it still wouldn't be good.
Right. That's right. Okay, now, the Chavis Das is kash over here from Rabbi Yehuda. The min v'minoy is also b'mashu. Right? And therefore, he says that he says on the tzad that you can tell me like the Chavis Yar and the Crazy Placey, that the Chavis Yar and the Crazy Placey learned that it's a vert, that it's a slow process. So what are you going to say according to Yehuda? So the teretz that one could give is if we take, and this is what Shalom wants to say, that if you take a look at the Chavis Das in Ois Yud, Chavis Das in Ois Yud. Over here, he says a line, it's going to Sif Dalet actually. At the end, we'll just look at the end. He says, Venera, the ain't a nessa oyster rag mog shoylachim by issa. Shiachalahatim al kaponim shum dava. I feel my miuta de muta. Avalhacha, well, we'll see it clear when we get there, but he says, Avalhacha, sheim be issa yoitza, koyach lahatim klal. with what's leaving, the iset's leaving, doesn't have the koyach to be matme at all, I feel mi'uta de mi'uta. Upasik mi'ena koyach ha'matim legamre, einoy mesayei lesa. Mashenkin be'issamashu, Mashenkin, we find issamashu, osir, I feel be'mashu, shemba koyach la'atim shumdava, I feel tam lefgam, osir ba. What the Chavzda is saying over here is that there's two types of issamashus. There's two types of issamashus. There's a mashu which mitzat atzmai, it could give off tam, but just in this instance where there's so much of the heter, it doesn't have the koyach to aser. It's not big enough to aser. Meaning, but if let's say the neser was smaller amount, if it was a small amount, it would be able to be nice in tam. Right? I mean, there's a mashu which has the koyach to give tam. Just in this case over here, where there's so much heter, it's a mashu compared to the heter. Then you have a second type of mashu. A mashu which has no koyach at all to go off, that's so slight, such a slight amount, that it mitzat atzme can't give off tam. So therefore, he says that's a mashu which won't aser at all. Meaning, what the Chavzdas is saying is that even to a mashu there's a shear. There's a shear to a mashu.
So he's answering himself.
Quantity shear or quality shear?
Sure, you have to know the two Chavzdas is shtim with each other.
It's a quantity shear or quality shear? We're saying that the quality of the tam is not.
The quality, right.
You said before.
The quality. I mean, until now we learned that it's the quantity. And therefore we say any amount is a mashu. Now we're saying that then you'll have to say, maybe this is why the Chavzdas doesn't use it to answer, because what you have to say is, it's true. We find that there's two types of mashas. But now let's bring it back to our sugya. So we're saying for the Chavzdas is that small amount that's going before Meis Leis is... It's such a small amount that really makes no difference if there's a lot or a little. It by itself can't aser. Less than 24 hours, it can't aser. It doesn't have the koyach to do anything. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that aser min b'mina b'mashu, that's only by a mashu which could be matim. But not such a mashu. A dimya to this is Taisus on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Taisus on Kuf Amud Aleph, right? Taisus on Kuf Amud Aleph said in Rabbi Yehuda also that he had a teretz of the Rabbi Yehuda that remember, right? The Gemara asked, why do you need if we're going to Rav? Is there a chul in here? No, the Gemara said, Darish Rav. Sorry. Yossi, no? You don't remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Gemara asked, why do you need, you should need a big right, tefillah, you just need a mashu, is enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should need a mashu.
Why do we have to come on to Kimish Nosna Tam?
Right,
the Gemara said, Kimish Nosna Tam. Right, the Gemara is, why do we have to come on to Kim Shinas Nabatam? V'chatech Nas Nevela, it should be able to ask him mitam mashu, right? So Taisus answered that even with the review, there's a chilek. You're right, it's a mashu that will ask this chayfetz. But for the chayfetz to ask something else, you need a sinas tam. What I'm trying to bring out is that you see that there could be chilukim in the Shita review. Thank you. The Shita reviewed that it could be chilukim also of when mashu will ask and when not. So that's what we're saying over here also, that now the Chavzdas is from Chometz on Pesach, where over there it's a kasha on everyone.
how does that answer the kasha? We're just going to have that answer.
Yeah, the answer to the kasha like this. There's two kashas over here. The Chavzda says two kashas. I want to separate the two questions. One question he has is from Shittas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds min b'minoy ases b'mashu. So according to you, Chavis Yoyer and Crazy Placey, that even within the 24 hours, there's a mashu that's going over, it should ask her. It should ask her right away. Right? To that we're answering that, yeah, you're right, Reb Yehuda holds that Mimimin asks be mashu, but there's a shita in mashu. It has to be a mashu that in some mixture it's a mashu enough to give off taste. But if it's so weak and so small, so or not, I don't know if the word is small, but such
a mashu of a mashu,
right? That even in a small amount won't be able to give off taste, then that doesn't ask. Then he has the kasha. He also is from Chametz and Pesach. We're over there, according to everyone, it should ask. It's not just going to Buda. Right? Over there, it's enough community even for us because we hold mashu asses. So what we should find out, halacha that covers less than 24 hours, should be asha according to everyone, not that this machloek is. So you could say that. So over here it's a little shver. Why? Because the mice we pass can also in Ochas Pesach that we're not making a nice in time of figam. I think that's the Ramah. That nice in time of figam is not the regular service of daf, right? Is it? I don't think so. It's fine. I just remember where it was. So we pass the nice and down the figam is also on Pesach. So if so, what does nice and down the figam mean? That even though it doesn't have a koich to be meshabeach or to give tam the shvach, it's still also right. So perhaps you could ask even more. So even if you can tell me that it's mamsha minute mashu, it's a mashu shabba mashu. But just like you find that in a sitan of gamasis, so maybe even this mashu shazer. Elokach, you have to take the chiddush even further. That even by chometz pesach, we're not sitan of gamasis, but such a slight mashu won't answer. And that's taka one of the tzutzim that people that drink the water from the Kinneret say, that the amount of whatever chumis that's flowing around there is mamasha mashu to the water that's there. Happens to be there are filters and there are all other things, but there are still people that fill up their tanks of water before Pesach so that they shouldn't have this problem.
You can't filter out the mashu over the same.
What?
You can't filter out the mashu over the same time.
That also you can't, right. Right, that's true also, right. Right, but you have to come on to saying such as far that a mashu shabu mashu is not.
Things that aren't bad and they're microscopic, we don't worry about.
No, we're talking about tam over tam mashu. You're right when it comes to bugs or something like that. But over here we're talking about mashu. We're talking about tam. There's a. What? Who the Chavs does? So inside the Aleph Sif Katan Gimel, he has a different beer to it. I don't remember offhand, but he has a different beer. We'll have to see over there.
That's Masha means you don't taste it.
Up to a point.
There's the Imre Bina, and Dine Basta Bechalaf. Simi Yud Aleph, Dimer Masu L'Chayr. Over there, he says interesting lashon. He says the Yesh Leiv and the Koydim Eis Leis Poilet Ubeleya Tam Kolosh. The Tam Kolosh Hevik My Mimbish Einay Mina. This Tam Kolosh remains like a Mimbish Einay Mina. Ikimash Kosa Placei Kamapam Kachene Oyser. Kodmeis as Yetitam, the Mechshiv, Kimim Bimini, Lahatim Bimimishinim. In other words, what he's saying is that it could be that during the 24 hours it's a tam kalash, it's a very weak tam, and therefore that weak tam remains something like a min v'sheini min, he says. And that's why it doesn't ask him for the meis leis. What happens at the end of meis leis, the tam becomes a strong tam, and now it's a min b'minei tam, which will ask.
How does the quality of the tam change over time?
It builds up. More when I add more oranges, when I put in a little oranges, so it looks orangish, but you don't taste it. It's a shvacha taste. Not even sometimes.
That's a question of quantity, not quality.
So they also, because of... No, the over here, it could be what the quality makes into a mashu, which is... You're asking, am I focusing on the quantity or the quality? A tzira for both things. Now, the weakness in the beginning is machmas the quantity, but machmas the quality, machmas the quality, but the quantity builds up the quality of it. Yeah, that we can say.
No, that's it.
So I just then already there's no hechach to say that Kivega is going dafka like the Chavis Das. So Kivega that said that if you switch the water, you take it out. That you take it out, you lose the kvisha. Could be he's not muchach anymore, because let's say he will learn like the Chavis Yoyah, that there's something happening throughout the time. So for sure, if you switch the water, like someone had said before, if you switch the water. So then that buildup disappears. But even if I don't switch the water, I took the thing and I put it back in. Unless you learn like the Yad Yehuda, that it's being misrachik, the thing.
Why is it bottle every second? All the police come out and bottle.
Because at the end of the day, it gives off a tam. The question is, you're asking, maybe we should say kama bato?
Yeah.
What? So there is, all right, we do find the svar of chazim nearby kama bato. That at some writing where Rabbi Zohar says, gives him a bato until it reaches the point where now you can taste it. Okay, then we have the discussion over here. Before we get to some practical cases, we have the discussion over here of the Zman. How long does it have to be kavush in order for the kvisha process to take place? So we know the Gemara Chulin that says, also the discussion is with what is kvisha done with? What type of liquid? So Rashi throws in and Chulin says kavish b'chaymitz v'tavlin. Right? Why is he eating chaymitz? Why is he saying chaymitz? Why dafka chaymitz? Gemara by the Zara talks about how hu achba denof denof begav chavita de shikra. Osrei Rav lahu shikra. Rav asked that sheikha that the achba fell into. Tyson and Rashi bother. What's going on? Tzayin b'tzayin. And the answer that's talking about where it sat there for a day or two. I was kavish in the sheikha. The kavish I hook him vushel.
Why?
Why is it yayin nesach? There was some yayin nesach? Right, achver and tesheikha. Sheikha can mean wine sometimes. Right? Yayin v'sheikha. The pasik, by nazik. But anyways, over there means beer. The Gemara goes on to discuss over there a similar case with chaymitz, with vinegar, also with vinegar, right? Akapanim, the Beis Yosef brings down the machlek zvishayim, the Rosh, that's meis leis, and the others. The okay, we can stop here. With this, we'll continue. I want to continue tomorrow? Tomorrow's Tuesday? Or Wednesday? Fine, so Wednesday we'll continue.